Hey Backstage, this is Kitten. I'm going to be doing a Q&A because I've been having writer's block and the scripts that I'm trying to fill just aren't working out. So I wanted to put something out. And by the way, you're probably going to be hearing roosters. Sorry. So this is basically for anyone who wants to listen and who just wants to listen to me ramble and talk, and yeah. This is the Q&A on the Bay questionnaire by West Bay Ray, and I read like the first three questions and I liked it, so I figured I'd give it a try. So without further ado, first question is, do you have any hobbies outside of GWA? And yes I do. I like to sing, I like to write music, I like to just write. I like to play video games, hang out with my friends, like go to the driving range and shop. Oh, I love to shop. I have a life. Do you have a dream car and a dream house? I do have a dream house, and it's basically just a one-story house that has a really nice kitchen. That's all I care about, is a nice kitchen. And do you have a dream car? I do. It's changed a lot. First, I really wanted a Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution, but they don't make it anymore, and it's sad. But realistically, and if I were to think about my future and stuff like that, it would be an SUV. Either a Lexus NX or RX, or a Hyundai Tucson or Santa Fe. If I were to get a car because it's my dream car and money wasn't an object, I would get a Dodge Challenger Hellcat. Not the Demon, you don't need that much horsepower, but the Hellcat, or at least a Dodge Hemi Challenger. Is there something you've always wanted to do but never had the nerve to try out, sexual or otherwise? Sexually, I'm pretty straightforward about what I want and, you know, what I want to do and stuff like that. So there's that. Otherwise, I'm just going to be totally cliche and say skydiving, because I would love to do it. I just know that I'm a puss and I would probably not jump out of that plane. Describe your morning routine for us, as vague or as detailed as you like. Well, the first thing that I have to do when I wake up every morning is check the time. Doesn't matter if I'm on vacation, if I set an alarm the next day, or whatever, I need to check the time. Everything else is pretty banal and just, you know, like, get ready, brush my teeth, and yeah. What's the one song you always have to rock out to? This is a hard question. My phone is on shuffle, so I guess this is a song that, like, if it plays, you know, I won't change it. but it's The Downfall of Us All by A Day to Remember. Do you prefer spontaneous sex or sex with some buildup? Both. Both are good. Both are real good. What is the physical feature of a potential lover that you find sexiest? The physical feature of a potential lover. Either eyes or their smile. Actually, yeah, their smile is a big thing. Yeah. What is the non-physical feature that you find sexiest? The non-physical thing that I find the most attractive would probably be drive and motivation and goals. Like, you have goals and you're on your way to chase those goals, and yeah, that's probably the most sexiest thing to me. As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? So, when I was a kid, of course, I wanted to be a singer. That's the main thing. But of course, I never wanted to admit that when I was younger because it was very unrealistic, I guess. So, when I was in high school, when we had to choose our career pathways, I went down industrial engineering technology and drafting for architecture. And I completed that pathway and I graduated with that pathway from high school. And I did not pursue it after that because I knew that what I wanted to do was to work with music, whether I'm writing, singing, or producing. So there's that. But it is something nice to fall back on. Have you ever surprised yourself with how horny you got at something? Sometimes. It depends. Yeah, that's it. What is your biggest plan for the future? My biggest plan for the future is to reach them goals. Reach. Is to re. You fuck. And. Yeah. That's what I want to do is reach my goals in life. So, getting my career, I want to go back to school and do more schooling and all of that. What's something you've accomplished that you're particularly proud of? And, I hate to go back to music, but there is one thing that I'm actually pretty proud of. When I was in high school, for the music department in high school, we'd have like these end of the year banquets and stuff like that. And they'd give away awards, and not like those small kind of awards, like, oh, you know, Next American Idol or something like that. It was like awards. And I won the National Choral Award, and I worked for that, and I'm glad that I got it. So that's something I'm pretty proud of, I guess. If you could give one piece of advice to your childhood self, what would it be? It would probably be to focus in school. Like, don't give a fuck about all the boys or the girls that, you know, because all you wanted to do was just talk about boys or whatever. just focus in school and, yeah. Because that's one thing that I regret is I wish I just focused on my studies. What advice would you give your future self? So maybe something that I would give my future self would be when you're defeated and when nothing goes your way, don't give up. I've noticed that about myself where I feel defeated and I am defeated and I will not try it again. I will not, you know, I will just, I will move on. And I think that would be something I would tell my future self is to get back up and try it again when you fail or when you just feel defeated. Do you have any guilty pleasures? The men of GWA. Are you a morning person or a night owl? I am a night owl, but by default, I am a morning person because my job requires me to get up like at 5 something in the morning. So on my days off, sleeping in for me is like 8 o'clock in the morning. But I'm a night owl. I consider myself a night owl. Girls, do you shave your bikini line? No, I wax. Has there ever been something you were unsure if you would find sexy but ended up loving? Yeah, that would be chest hair. Have you ever been so turned on you literally couldn't see straight or felt like you could get pushed to your knees by the feeling at any moment? I can't say that I have. What is a sexual fantasy you want to come true? I do have one fantasy, and I know it won't come true. But that would be, like, student, professor. Yeah. Do you have any music, film, or book recommendations for us? It's hard for me to recommend music, even though, like, music is my thing. I get so self-conscious about recommending songs or anything like that. Books, same way. Like, I can't recommend books because I bought so many books and I still haven't even touched them. I just haven't had time to read them and it sucks. But I can't recommend a book either. A film, though, like a movie that I would definitely recommend is The Greatest Showman, because it was really good. I wasn't expecting it to be that good. I saw it like 3 times. And my bae, Hugh Jackman, is in it, so definitely recommend The Greatest Showman. If you could have a drink with any one person, living or dead, who would it be and why? Hugh Jackman, because he's bae. And do you have a catchphrase, alternatively, a favorite quote? My favorite, I guess my catchphrase is like, yas. I like to say that a lot. can you not? Can you not is something I like to say a lot too. And yeah. And last question is, what brought you to GWA and what keeps you here? It's funny because I was actually on Facebook and there was this article about erotic hypnosis. And I was very intrigued and I decided to look into it because apparently it can make you, or it can get you off without you touching yourself. So I was just like, okay, well, I need to look into this to see, like, I just want to try it firsthand. And while looking into that, I stumbled across GWA and I heard a few things and never left. And that's actually what keeps me here. The community is amazing, the people are amazing and so supportive, and just, you know, like, this is a place where it is, I guess, something that you have to have an open mind to. It's nice to have people like yourself, I guess. That's what keeps me here. But yeah, that is the end of the questionnaire. If you're still here, I feel so sorry for you, but thank you for letting me ramble and talk about myself, and you should tell me your favorite color in the comments. Okay, bye. I don't know how I'll send it. Thank you for listening. Brrr.